Tennessee beats two top 10 teams. And the Paradise Jam, as they squeak one out tonight, 80-75. We're joined courtside by the head coach of the Lady Vols, Pat Summitt. And, Coach Summitt, this one wasn't a runaway like the rest of them have been this season. Your thoughts about tonight's win over Maryland?
Well, I'm looking at the stat sheet trying to figure it out.
I couldn't figure it out either,
well,
and I said
think,
that honestly.
I think turnovers. I think our 14 turnovers to their 24 turnovers,
right.
I think that right there was very, very significant. And I just think we battled and we came up with big plays at crucial times. And when we faced adversity, we got in foul trouble. We found a way to come back and make a play. And we usually had to do it with our defense.
Also in the second half, you still got out-rebounded, but you hit the offensive boards more. You were getting beat pretty good at halftime on the offensive glass. But you went and you ended up getting as many offensive rebounds, and then you add the turnovers to that. Then that basically gives you, 10 more possessions than they do.
And those possessions, we needed those possessions. And we had players make big shots. I thought our guard play was good. I thought Alexis tonight played really, really big. And Sade got in foul trouble, but then she hits a key shot for us down the stretch. And, they just came up with big plays. And I like our guard play. I'm a little disappointed that we didn't Nikki Anasicki didn't bring us anything, but Spencer, I thought, stepped in there and did some good things and obviously hit free throws, and we had to hit free throws.
Yeah, Sydney had three offensive rebounds. That's the only rebound she had, but she was one in the second half that got on the boards and finished with 13 points. And then you also look at her line, she made no turnovers tonight. So I thought Sid played really well, especially in the second half when you were in foul trouble.
I agree with you. She was one of our more efficient players, and obviously when Shauna's not shooting the basketball well and we're taking a lot of outside shots, I thought there were some long rebounds that hurt us. But when we got the ball inside and when we penetrated, that at least gave us a chance to work the glass a little bit harder, and I thought Sid did a nice job there.
Pat, it seems to me sometimes when this team maybe gets to moving too fast, pushing the tempo a little bit too much, quick shooting and stuff like that, it almost seems like when you put Sydney Spencer in, it kind of slows things down a little bit. And I'm not saying she's slow and not as fast, and she's not as fast as some players you have, but it kind of gives almost a calming effect to the team when she goes in there and they kind of slow down a little bit.
Well, I think she is she is a player that has a lot of composure. She's not a player that's going to be disruptive. And I think that anytime you have a player that's fundamental, and obviously she's a very skilled player, but she also wants to do things the way you want them done. And I think that gives us some stability, and it brings a calmness to our team. I agree with that observation, and I thought tonight we needed some of that because I thought we got rattled before halftime. We looked very young, we looked very frustrated, and I have to remember we are young.
Yeah.
And we lost obviously two starters last year as seniors. That obviously we had that leadership from Lori, and we had the experience from Eli, and I just think that this team will get it because this schedule will force them to grow up.
Yeah, and it looked like tonight when foul trouble in the first half, because you like to sit out players when they get two fouls in the first half, but you were forced to play some because just about everybody had two. There wasn't anybody left.
Well, by midway of the second half, everybody I seemed like that I looked at had four fouls, and I just put them all in. You know what? We just got to go for it.
Yeah, I mean, but it looked like that in the first half it kind of bothered Tennessee a little bit when they got into foul trouble, didn't it?
Well, we got frustrated, and a lot of players got frustrated when they didn't get the ball or didn't make shots or got fouls called. And, I thought the first half, and I'm not talking about officiating, I'm talking about some of the calls that were called just really disrupted us and probably put us on our heels a little bit defensively.
Yeah. To give Maryland their due, have you ever seen a team with two rebounders like Langhorne and
They're
Harper?
Tremendous.
I mean, I have not seen two women work that hard just to rebound the basketball.
Well, they don't mind doing the dirty work, and they were relentless on the boards, and that's what we need. I mean, I'm looking at Anasicki and her stats, and then I'm looking at their stats, and there's no reason why. Nikki Anasicki is one of the most athletic players that we've had in this program. And tonight, she was not playing at that level on the boards, and she's got to do it.
Is it confidence a little bit for Nikki? Because she played that hard last year.
No, I think foul trouble just
takes her out of the game.
It took her out of the game mentally.
Okay.
And then she gets the ball to high post and tries to force something, and she's still young, but I'm not going to give up on her because I think she's got a great future in this program.
Yeah.
And planning games like this, and of course she, Langhorn was on the team she played on this summer, and I'm sure she probably put a little extra pressure on herself to do a good job, and when things didn't go well for her, I do think that she got very frustrated.
With this young team, Pat, they probably learned a little bit about themselves here coming to St. Thomas. You beat two top 10 teams, the games weren't similar. I mean, they were totally different games, all three of them you played, so I guess you could look back on this experience and say it was a good thing for this team.
Well, I think it's been great for this team. You know, so I told the media when they were talking about how Maryland played against us and you know, what did I think of this team? And I said, well, you got to understand, everybody gives us their best shot. Gonzaga last night, mm-hmm. Look how they played. Michigan State played their best game against us. Maryland played their best game against us. And it's not hard to get up to play against Tennessee. And I think for us, we have to understand who we are and how we have to perform because we get everyone's best game.
Yeah. Pat, thanks for your time. Good win.
Thank you, Mickey.